Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Sri Lanka fought back strongly on day three of the first test against Pakistan in Abu Dhabi, closing 7 runs ahead with 6 second innings wickets remaining. Rangana Herath took 3 wickets in 4 balls as Pakistan bowled out for 383, but Sri Lanka dismissed for just 204 in their first innings, would have been disappointed to lose Kaushal Silva in the final over the day as they closed 186 for 4. Silva had made 81 and Kumar Sangakkara scored 55 as the Sri Lankans produced a much improved batting effort after Pakistan managed 56 runs before they were bowled out earlier in the day. Misbahul Haque was the last one out for them for 135. Meanwhile, Herath finished with 3 for 93 for Sri Lanka. Shuminder Aranga with 3 for 80, Saranga Lakmal 2 for 99, Angelo Matthews with 1 for 43, with the other wicket takers, as Pakistan secured a lead of 179 runs. Meanwhile, fast bowler Umar Gul has been released from Pakistan's test squad and will head home from Abu Dhabi, thinking his recovery from injury. Gul was recalled to the one international squad for the final 3 matches, with a 7-month-long absence due to a knee injury. He played those 3 games and was then named in the squad for the test series, and he was not selected for the ongoing opening game and will not feature in Dubai or Sharjah. A PCB spokesman said, Umar Gul is returning to Pakistan and has been advised to participate in domestic cricket to regain test match fitness. And Sri Lanka have finalised a 14-strong women's squad for their upcoming tour of India, where they will play 6 limited overs matches. The 2 teams will clash in 3-1 internationals and 3 2020 internationals between the 6th and the 29th of January. Dilani Manodara has passed a fitness test and makes the squad, while Chamini Senavaratna, who is due to be available only for the ODIs, is out altogether from the preliminary squad that was named in December. Nilakshi De Silva, Rangika Fernando, Chetarani Gunawardena and Inoki Ranawera have been named standby players.